STEM pros, let's be real. You got the degree, the skills, maybe even several years in, but you're not getting the recognition or leadership positions that you're looking for. Well, it might not be you. Actually, I don't think it is. You just haven't picked up the right tools to help move the needle. That's where the Be Incredible Starter Pack comes in. You get a leadership masterclass, a resume template, interview guide to be a pro at interviewing, and even a budget template to level up your financial game. If you're serious about stepping into your next level, head to incredipal.org/start and grab your starter pack today. No, it's not true. You do not need a title to lead. I know having a title can help you lead, but you don't need a title to lead. You can lead from anywhere in the organization, and I'm going to talk about how and why you should do it.
Turn this up.
Your professional development is one of the keys to your career success. When you combine your desire to grow with actionable steps, your journey to success becomes an incredible reality.
Hi, I'm Paul Ferranbi, a.k.a. IncrediPaul, and welcome to IncrediPaul Leadership, where we learn how to become the most incredible versions of ourselves by learning from each other. First off, if you're only listening to this episode, I want you to know that you could also watch it on YouTube. But regardless if you're listening or watching this show, I really appreciate your support. It means so much to know that you're there, you're giving me feedback, all the things. Because as a podcaster, other podcasters know that it's really, we're here because we want to add value and want to make sure we're making a difference. So getting feedback from you, learning from you all, as you share what you want, what you don't want, all of it is really valuable. So keep it coming. Other thing is the Be Incredible Starter Pack. Pick that up. You get a budget template, an interview guide, leadership masterclass, as well as a resume template. All the things you need to start off, kick off being incredible. Go to incredipal.org/start to pick that up. Like I mentioned, talking about leading up, and in this particular situation, I want to talk about when I had to lead up. I've shared on the podcast, I've worked for a number of different companies, 5 different companies that are make billions of dollars. And this particular story came from years ago. And in this time, I was on a larger project at a site. So I worked for corporate, but I was traveling a lot at the time. And we had a bigger project that we were trying to unlock a lot of efficiencies within one of our sites. And I was newer to the organization. So I only been there really, I think, maybe 2 or 3 months at a time, still trying to understand their ways of working. And at the same time, there's a little bit of a disconnect with the corporate and what works happening on site. And I was tasked with making sure that we were unlocking a lot of our capabilities on the planning side of things. So my background's in engineering, done stuff in continuous improvement, but I was doing stuff on the planning side to understand, okay, as we do some unlocking and efficiency on the process side, as well as the packaging side, make sure this stuff actually get realized. So what was going on in this particular situation is there was some churn, some hesitation about how we were approaching things between some of the senior leadership, like plant management, operational management, and then a lot of the time of like the corporate leadership as well, because we wanted to make sure that what we were doing was sustainable. And I called out that a lot of stuff that was happening with this external team that came from another country. Well, people from all over the world really came on site and they're helping to implement these practices. But we were having issues. And well, I called out a potential issue because we were doing a lot of things. We had a lot of additional support. I think like a team of like 14 or 15 people working on these projects. And it was going well. We were implementing them. But one thing my manager at the time had tasked me with was, how do you make this more sustainable? It's like, we've had projects in the past like this. We want to make it more sustainable. So I had escalated to the senior leadership as well as my leadership. And there, my coworker was there as well, because we were traveling back and forth about 75% of the time. We're 3 out of 4 weeks a month. We were down here working on this project. Are you wondering what's next? Has everything you tried failed? Or maybe you just feel stuck? Then coaching may be right for you. The coaching relationship is a relationship totally centered on you. So what are you waiting for? Go to incredipal.org/coaching so I can help you become the most incredible version of yourself. And so we are trying to figure out, how do we actually approach this? How are we going to able to implement this? And keep in mind, like, I'm really at this point 2+ years out of college, not even 3 years out of college yet. So I'm pretty much a junior level person, but I've understood the methodology and I'm implementing these things to make sure we can unlock capacity and having to influence people who have been working, some of them as longer than I've been alive at this point, and then also working on the corporate side of things. So the main thing with that is I had to understand what both sides wanted. And at the end of the day, both sides wanted the same thing. We wanted to make sure that we were unlocking the capacity within the site, getting more tons out the door, less waste, all those things. How we went about doing that was a little bit different, in that the site wanted to make sure that all these external teams that's coming in was doing as much as they can to do the work. But on the corporate side, we're thinking, okay, like myself and some of these other corporate resources, we're not always going to be on site all the time doing all the things. So we want to make sure we can transfer any of the work that's being done to the right place. So leading up in this case was doing a lot of listening, really understanding, okay, this is what this side is saying, this is what this other side is saying, and really bringing it to the table, understanding that, hey, even though I'm supposed to be like the technical person, like I can also bring this to the leadership to say like, hey, we all want the same thing, but how are we going about actually doing it? So I think a key thing with leading up that can often be frightening is not knowing when or if you should speak up. And I think the secret behind speaking up is come from a place of clarification or asking questions. No one wants someone that just comes in and says, hey, you're doing everything wrong. You don't know what you're doing, especially if you're someone that's pretty junior to the organization, because more likely than not, you might not know, or there might be other things that you're not aware of. So in this particular situation, it was some of the resource constraints. So we had additional resources that were dedicated to this project, and we pulled some people off of some things on site to work on this project. But longer term, we need to understand, okay, what are the key roles and responsibilities for people? What are things we're doing right now, and how do we keep them going long term? A lot of it was with our ways of working, understanding our routines, implementing our routines into this continuous improvement methodology, and having a system in place to, as we do better and unlock some of the stuff we're doing on the technical side by creating center lines, cleaning the spec, lubrication procedures, all those things, as we get better, we have a system in place to make sure we're not only looking at things at the local level at the site, but also at the more corporate level as they're planning for different things. So like I said, it was a pretty large project, one of the larger sites of volume for the product that we're making. And so it was really important that we made sure that things were going well. And I would say that anytime you're leading up, it also allows you to grow a lot more. So in this particular situation, I told you, like, I was just a few years out of college, and it helped me understand different parts of the business, even more so because I was working on projects on the planning side of things, ops planning, and I had mainly done a lot of stuff on the packaging side. I did a little bit of process stuff as well, you know, my background's in chemical engineering, but as an engineer, a process is a process, whether it's on the packaging side or on the process side, it's basically the same thing. That was a key thing I had to learn, was making sure that you're asking the right questions, getting the right people involved, and communication. Oh my goodness, communication being probably the biggest thing that a lot of times can be overlooked. I really don't believe there's such a thing as over-communicating. I know sometimes people say, like, oh, you don't want to over-communicate, because there's some people that are going to get it right away. Some people will get it after the second time. A lot of people may never get it, but I think it's up to you as a leader, whether you have the title or you're in a position where you are leading a project or facilitating a project, to make sure that people are understanding. So keep in mind that a lot of leadership stuff, even when you're on the technical side, like I mentioned, like this podcast is dedicated to helping young professionals in STEM become the most incredible versions of themselves. And a lot of times in STEM, we focus on the technical side. We get really deep into the technical jargon of all the things of what they need to do and what is important. But people need to understand why it's important. So before you say like, hey, you need to make sure this is in this range and you need to check this at this frequency, or you need to make sure these temperatures or pressures are set here, it's important that people also know the why behind the what. Because so many times we focus on the what and they're like, oh, just trust me because I'm an expert, all these different things. But keep in mind, if you have worked on a piece of equipment 20 years, 30 years, a lot of times longer than you have been, the other person has been alive, it's going to take some convincing for them to believe that you're right. Because at the same time, a lot of times they're going to know that equipment a lot better than you ever will. But there's things that you might know because there's underlying technical things if they don't understand how it works. So it's a toss up. If it's someone that's been there a really long time, like 20, 30 years, you can learn from them to implement some sort of way to understand how it works. On the flip side, making sure that you're documenting all of that. So like I mentioned, I got a little bit into the details there about leading up in this specific situation, really understanding that a lot of times as young professionals in STEM, you might feel a little bit junior to speak up, but it's how you approach speaking up, making sure you're coming at it from a place of humility and asking questions as opposed from a place of, I know everything, you don't know anything, any of those things. And communicating and understanding over-communication is not really a thing. The other thing is to make sure that you're speaking their language. So as people in STEM, we can walk into technical language and use technical slang or whatever it is, but talk in technical ways that people might not know what you're talking about. So keep in mind when you're trying to lead up or do anything with people, who your audience is. If your audience is not a group of engineers, it's a lot of times as people in STEM, we don't talk to people who are also in STEM, whether it's engineer, scientist, mathematician, any of those things. That's not usually our audience. So understanding how to talk to people, it's not like you're dumbing things down. It's just don't use specific technical jargon. It's like anything that you're using, like, okay, it's like, oh, this positive displacement pump or this piping gauge, whatever it is, just be more specific and say like, hey, this is a specific tool or pump that we're using based on how we're going to move this liquid from one place to another, or this is the corrosion, or this is how it's going to be broken down. But think about if you're explaining it to someone that doesn't have the technical background, because at the end of the day, you want to, if you are communicating something and it is not being understood, it's on you. Like, sometimes we want to push it on other people and say like, oh, that person didn't get it, any of those things. But that's not it. If you are communicating something and they don't get it, it's actually on you. So with that comes being a problem solver and understanding, okay, what is the problem I'm trying to solve? In this case, it may be understanding that, hey, I am not communicating in the best way. I need to find the right people who know the equipment or can talk or describe it in a way that is more relatable. So I think in this case, when you're leading up, if it's something like some of the people, whether it's like an operations manager, plant manager, I'm talking a lot of stuff in manufacturing because that's where I've been, but it might be in a corporate sense. Maybe it's like it's a director or maybe a VP. I think a lot of times with VPs or senior VPs, that would be harder to influence. I think it's better to work through your management and talk through what your objectives, goals, measures, strategies, all those things are. Talk through that, speak that language in order to make sure you're leading up in the right way. And a key thing to remember as you're doing this is to be very consistent. So don't be really high one day and really disengage the other another day. But make sure that you're communicating effectively, making sure you're getting the right people pulled in. Make sure you are listening. I started off with that, but listening is so key to understand what people are not understanding. Because sometimes we're answering questions that are not being asked. I know I've been there. So what is the key thing that you can do for next time? I think making sure that you know the people, whether you're setting up some informal one-on-ones. I know I mentioned that in a previous episode, like make sure you know people a little bit better. So know people beyond just a task, because sometimes there might be other stuff going on in their lives that can make things difficult. At the same thing is making sure that you are being intentional about speaking their language and understanding what the overall business goals and objectives are. So if you do these things, I know this is a pretty short teaching, like leading up is pretty complicated. It can take some time, but if you got anything from this, do more listening, communicate, over-communicate, speak people's language, and you too can be incredible.
Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. We'll see you here next time. And be incredible. Incredible.
STEM pros, let's be real. You've got the degree, the skills, maybe even several years in, but you're not getting the recognition or leadership positions that you're looking for. Well, it might not be you. Actually, I don't think it is. You just haven't picked up the right tools to help move the needle. That's where the Be Incredible Starter Pack comes in. You get a leadership masterclass, a resume template, interview guide to be a pro at interviewing, and even a budget template to level up your financial game. If you're serious about stepping into your next level, head to incredipal.org/start and grab your starter pack today.